Today, we're going to squash those feelings of doubt and guilt that creep up as a working mom. Sometimes when you're in the midst of juggling all the things related to motherhood and career, we can't see the amazing progress that we've made in both aspects of our life. And truly, sometimes it takes an outside source for us to recognize the good that we're doing. In today's episode, we are talking to what I like to call a mentor mom. A mentor mom is somebody who's been there, done that, and live to tell their side of the story and to give us hope and guidance. And so today, Desiree Coleman is joining me on this heartfelt episode to share her lessons learned as a working mom with young kiddos, who, by the way, are now grown, and what she would say to her younger self and to all of us currently in the throes of raising our children and growing our career at the same time. You may want to have some Kleenex ready just in case, and I can't wait for you to hear Desiree's insights. Hey there, welcome to Working Mom Moments. Do you find yourself craving work-life balance and wishing you had more time in your day? Do you find yourself up late at night Googling how to get it all done, how to increase energy, or even searching for flexible jobs? Hey there, I'm Lacey. I too am a working mom that has struggled with the juggling act of getting it all done. I wanted more energy, less stress, and honestly, a little time to do something for myself. But I kept telling myself, well, this is just the way of life for working moms, and I had to power through until I found a little secret. I needed to get unstuck in order to create a life I truly enjoyed at home and at work. In this podcast, you'll find that secret too. You'll find time-saving solutions, motivation for the hard days, and a roadmap to mindset transformation. If you're ready to thrive as a working mom, you're in the right place. Block off this time on your calendar as a meeting with yourself, and let's dig in. Hey y'all, do you want to come hang out with a group of working moms who get what it's like to juggle career and motherhood? Inside the free Working Mom Moments Facebook group, you'll get support, encouragement, time-saving solutions, motivation for the hard days, and really strategies to help with the mental load of being a working mom. Simply head over to facebook.com/groups/workingmommoments. Also, I would love for you to become an insider and get regular emails from me, including the latest blogs and podcast episodes so you don't miss a thing, and tips and perspectives to help you find better balance and more joy as a working mom. Simply head over to laceyjungman.com/insider. I'll see you there. I am so excited for today's episode as I have my friend Desiree Coleman on the podcast with us today. And as a working mom herself, she is going to share some valuable insights as her kids are all grown, but she is still a working mom and has been for many, many years, raising her two children as a working mom with a variety of different roles and how she's progressed in her career and is still now a working mom, even when our kids are all grown and they're out of the house. We will never stop being a mother to them. And so I think Desiree will provide some valuable insight for all of us today. And I am so excited to have you on the podcast today, Desiree. Thank you so much for joining us.
Thank you so much. I'm honored to be able to be in the space and share the space with you today to kind of share my journey, you know, as a working mom and as a woman. Yes, I am a mom, but I'm also, you know, a woman that has dreams and aspirations and goals. And so I'm honored. Thank you.
Oh my gosh, it's my pleasure. And I have to tell the audience here, you and I connected first through Mom Power Inc. And Mom Power Inc. is a phenomenal organization, an up and coming organization that is really focused on providing support and encouragement to working moms out there, believing that working moms are the heart of communities and the soul of cultivating future generations. And I am so honored to be the MC for the awards ceremony coming up at the very first ever metro area in Omaha event geared at supporting moms. So I'm honored that we had the chance to get to know each other through this. And I would love nothing more than to start this conversation, if you want to give a little bit of insight to what has your path looked like as a working mom. I know your kids are all grown now, but you had little ones and you were juggling a lot. Could you share a little bit about what that journey looked like for you?
My journey as a working mom, of course, it has evolved. I was married in my 20s, and I unfortunately that marriage did not last, and so I found myself being a single mom, thrust into this single life, raising my children, my two little ones. They were at that time 4 and 5, and I was actually scared to death. And I'm like, how am I going to do this by myself? And so my path just really evolved in my career path. I took a job that, because I was a stay-at-home mom, and then I had to go work full time. So, okay, what does that look like? So, I was able to get a job in a warehouse, actually, in an office. And then, I got a job in a doctor's office and was able to do medical coding. And then from there, my life kind of took a turn in my career that I am now currently in and have a lot of success in. When I was working at a doctor's office, I had came home from work one day and I was sick, and we lived in an apartment community, and it was a small community, and most of the community were actually single working moms in the community. And there was like 40 apartments. And I came home, and the property manager stopped me, and she says, "Desiree, can you come over and talk with me?" And I said, she said, "Yeah, I said, "Sure." I'm like, "What did she want to talk to me about?" I'm like, "Okay, I paid my rent, but I didn't have the next month's rent because my ex-husband had left and moved to California and stopped paying me child support." And I was like, "How am I going to pay the next month's rent?" So that was in my head. So I went over and I talked with her, and she shared with me. She says, "Desiree," she says, "I'm going to be leaving as the property manager here, and I think you would be a good manager. I feel you would be a good fit for this position." And I'm like, "Well, I don't know anything about management." She's like, "I know," she says, "but I've been watching you, and you possess the skills that a manager has, and I think you would be a really good candidate for it." And so she says, "One of the perks is that your rent would be free." And I was like, "Okay, I really need this. God, I really need this because I don't know how I'm going to take care of my family." And I was working a full-time job, but I didn't have enough. And so I went on the interview, and I got a call the same night, and they offered me the position as a property manager, working part-time from my home. And my rent was free, and all my utilities were free. And so I was able to work a full-time job, then come home out of my and work out of my home, and be a property manager and manage that whole property and still be able to be there for my kids, be able to help them with their homework, get them to basketball practice. My career has evolved. And so that's how I ended up in property management, and I love it. This is my sweet spot. I thrive in this. And so this is my career. So a lot of times as moms, our career paths can take different paths because sometimes we have to do what we have to do to provide for our families. And it can be kind of uncomfortable. And sometimes it can be even daunting. Like, am I ever going to get out of this just job that I just feel is dead end? But there is hope, and there is opportunities out there. And that's part of why we do the work we do with Mom Power, is to provide those. But that's kind of my experience. It's just evolved. And so now I'm in a career that I'm thriving and I enjoy. So, and my kids have been able to witness me evolve in my career. And I'm seeing how they're evolving in their careers too.
I love that. And I think it's extremely relatable as most women, most working women who are out in the career force today, started at a different place where they are today. And we are constantly evolving as humans. We are constantly evolving as mothers and in our career as well. There is no one-stop shop for getting into our career. And so I think that paints a beautiful picture, but I have to sit and think, you were doing a full-time job during the day and then came home and did property management?
That's correct. Yes.
How did you juggle it all? Because I know there's many women who are listening to this show, myself included, who are doing this juggling act of a full-time job and parenting and doing all of the things, but you had an additional job on top of that full-time job. How'd you do it all? And how did you walk through like the guilt and making sure to prioritize and balancing your time? What was your trick?
What was my trick? I would say my secret weapon was really my faith. My faith in God and clinging to that really helped me. But also I had a community of moms. So I had in my community, like I said, we had a lot of the moms there were single moms. And so I had a really good friend of mine that, we would put our monies together and she would cook a meal. And then I would be doing my property management stuff. And then we would all, our kids, her kids and my kids, we would get together and have dinner at least like 3 nights out of the week. So I didn't have to worry about cooking. And we put our monies together because our monies were kind of tight. And we put our monies together and we just would have dinner together with our kids. And so that juggling act was, you know, I had a community of moms and I just did what I had to do, to be honest. I was surviving. That's what I was doing. I was really surviving. And so my secret weapon so that I didn't go crazy was just really my faith. And then two, knowing that I had an opportunity where I didn't have to worry about my rent, because the financial burden of juggling that is, it's the hardest thing to juggle when you're trying to take care of your family.
Absolutely. And I imagine that that sense of community was also critical in how you took care of your kids and the guilt that you felt, because you knew that they were in essence getting care and love in different forms, even when you couldn't be with them in the present and in the actual real life. You knew that there was a support system built around you as well. And what a powerful testimony to the sense of community.
Yeah, exactly. I was really blessed because my kids, we lived in a small town. I'm from a small town in Ohio. And so I wanted my kids to be able to have their innocence. That was so important to me as a mom, is to make sure that my children's innocence was intact, because my kids didn't sign up for their dad and I's marriage not working out. So I wanted them to be kids. I wanted them to be able to ride their bikes, go to the park and play with their friends. And our community provided that for them and for me, so that I didn't have to worry about, I could be showing an apartment and do whatever, and my kids were safe. Because I had other moms that were watching out, you know, for my kids. So it gave me that ease that I needed so that I could really do what I needed to do and know that my kids were still in an environment that was thriving and people that were looking out for them when I was maybe distracted doing something else, you know, so.
What a powerful testimony. I have to think you've gone through this journey of raising your kids. You've had career transitions and changes, and now you're on the other side and, you know, life is good and your kids are grown and you get to focus on you. And so as we take a pause, you know, hindsight's 2020, what would you say to your younger self as the working mom going through all these changes, having to juggle so much, making sure your kids are loved and cared for and all the things you were worried about then? Now looking back with a different vantage point, what would you say to yourself back then?
Ooh, that question was like an emotional question for me. I would tell her to hang in there. And the tears that you're crying, the fears that you're having to push through, the disappointment will pay off. You don't see it now, but the decisions and the steps that you're taking, you will reap a reward. Your children are watching you, and your children love you, and you're going to reap a harvest of all the things that you've put into them and into the world. Because my mother would tell me that, you know, Desiree, you're not just raising your kids for you. You're raising your kids for the world. And I didn't understand that then, but now I do see it, because my children, they're very good people. And my son, he said something to me last week. He called me up and he said, I was sitting at work, and he said, I almost busted into tears thinking about the sacrifices that you made and how you were such a leader. And now I am a leader because of the example that you set. And I am able to, you know, be in management and in my career. And he said, it's because of you. And I was so moved by that, because he was my troubled child. And you just never know, are they getting it? You know, I'm not a perfect mom, you know, but I just wondered, is he really seeing it? So sometimes as moms, you know, we're in here, we're pouring everything out into our children. We're giving everything. And we just wonder, is it ever going to pay off? I mean, are they seeing it? So I just want you moms to know that it will pay off. Don't get discouraged. Don't beat yourself up. Give yourself grace. In your children's eyes, you are their heroes. I don't know if that answered your question, but yeah.
100% absolutely answers my question. When I think about that question, right, even looking back when I had little children, for you, for me, if we think back and say, what would we say to ourselves back then? It elicits an emotional response, right? I see that here. I hear that. It's the passion. We've worked so hard and we want to make sure that it pays off. And we want to make sure we're doing the right things for our family and for our children and for ourselves. And I think that it's important for us to take that time to see how far we've come, to take those pauses to reflect on the goodness that comes from this. Is there any other advice that you would give to women who are in the throes of juggling their children and their family responsibilities and their themselves and their career? There's so much. Is there any advice you would give?
Yes, most definitely. You know, just remember that the balance between your careers and motherhood, that's a personal journey. You know, there's no cookie cutter. And just don't compare yourself with other moms out there, other women. We are constantly evolving. We're constantly evolving as moms and as women. And, you know, just to give ourselves grace. We have to give ourselves grace. And we also have to embrace our imperfections. You know, we're not perfect. And don't feel guilty. That's one thing. Do not feel guilty, because we carry a lot of that. You know, if I don't cook dinner, oh my gosh, you know, I'm a bad mom. If I don't do the laundry, you know, I'm a bad mom, you know. And that's the biggest lie. You don't, because sometimes the laundry, it can just go. You know, you can let that go. It's a small thing, you know? So just to, you know, just embracing the moments with your children, embracing it, just because time goes really fast and you'll look up and they're going to be gone. And I wish I would have let some certain things go when my kids were younger. So just try to set in the moment because they're very precious. And then also, hey, we got to celebrate. We got to celebrate our victories and our wins, moms. We're out here killing it. I'm telling you, we are killing it more than anything. So we have to celebrate ourselves, even if, you know, our partners, they may not be celebrating us or saying it. And even if the kids are working the nerves and they're like, Mom, I was supposed to have, you know, you're supposed to sign this paper and you didn't do it. We have to celebrate. Because if we don't celebrate ourselves, who will? And so, yeah, celebrate the small, the big wins. Because even if you've got the laundry done, honey, that is a win. That's a win. You made dinner for the family. That's a win, you know. So just celebrating in those victories and those wins.
That is something to celebrate. You know what? If you got the laundry done today or even this week, you are far ahead of me. That is something to be celebrated because my laundry is not only overflowing in the basket, it's falling all over on the floor. So those wins are so critical. I remember just saying to my children earlier this week, I'm like, I got y'all, four of you to practice on time. You had all of your stuff. I said, I told them I wanted a medal. I want a medal. I want a trophy. I want something from y'all because this is a success. It doesn't always happen, but when it does, I'm tooting my own horn because if not you, then who?
That's right.
If not now, then when? If you don't say something now, if you don't pause to recognize and celebrate it now, you never will because you'll be carrying a mound of guilt or you'll be carrying around the load of next tasks that you have to do and you won't stop to celebrate. Right. So I love, love, love that message. Okay, Desiree, as you think back to your whole journey as a working mom, is there one moment that sticks out to you?
I thought about this. So real quick. My goal, as I shared with you earlier, was I wanted my children's innocence to stay intact. And a lot of times when, you know, my experience was of as a single mom, you know, and my kids would, you know, go to school and they would come home and they would share the stories of their friends going on spring breaks with their families to Florida and different things. And I'm like, oh, my goodness, how am I going to be able to afford something like that? How am I going to be able to create memories for my children? So that they can go back to school and share, hey, I went and did this neat thing. I went and did that neat thing. And so what I did was I started at tax time, whenever I got my tax return, I made sure that we went on our own spring vacations. And so I had an uncle that lived in Chicago, and Michael Jordan was the bomb back then. And we were able to take a vacation to Chicago, and my son and my daughter, they were just in seventh heaven. And so being able to see the smiles on my children's faces each spring, that's something we just continue to do is, you know, go visit a family member or get on a plane and go somewhere. Being able to see their faces and being able to create those memories for my children is golden. You know, a lot of times we think it has to be this grand big thing when we're creating a memory for our children, but it's the small things. And when you have a limited income, you know, it's all your kids want is you. They just want your time. You could go to the park and have a picnic and they'll be happy. So it's really creating those memories. And so that is a great memory that I have of being able to create fun memories with my children and for them to have stories to tell.
So. I love that. And you have those memories too. So it's something that you can share and no one can take away from you.
No one. Exactly.
I love it. I love it. Well, thank you so much for joining us today, Desiree. For those of you who are in the Omaha metro area, I want to remind you of the Mom Power Up Conference, the one-day event dedicated to empowering and uplifting moms from all walks of life. It will be happening November 4th at 8 a.m. It's an all-day event, 8 a.m. to 3:30 p.m. And you can find out more information and register at mompowerinc.org. I will also put the link to the website and the registration in the episode description here today. Desiree, thank you so much for joining us. I enjoyed our chat and more importantly, I enjoyed your perspective as a working mom who's been there, done that, and has great reflection points for all of us today.
Thank you so much. It was such an honor to be here. I'm just elated. Thank you so much. And one plug, everybody, the tickets for the conference are only $50. Yes, affordable. Yes. Okay.
You heard it. I'll see you all there. Desiree and I will be there, so make sure to stop by and say hello to us. I hope this episode has helped you, and I'd love for you to come and join and share your favorite working mom tip in my free community where we discuss mindset, motivation, time-saving strategies, and so much more. I'll meet you over at Facebook/groups/workingmommoments, and be sure to sign up for my insider email at laceyjungman.com/insider. I'll see you there. Hey y'all, I hope you enjoyed today's episode. If so, would you take 30 quick seconds and share it with a friend who may need to hear this message as a working mom? Also, please leave a quick review for the show on Apple Podcasts. It lights me up when I hear from listeners to know that this podcast is helping you. Okay, time to cross a few more things off my never-ending to-do list. I know you can relate. So I'll meet you back here on Tuesday for another episode. Until our next working mom moment, have a beautiful day.